Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. Data analytics for vice presidents in financial services. Today, we are embarking on an exciting journey into the world of data analysis. As leaders in the financial services sector, understanding data is paramount, not just for informed decision-making but also for driving business success. Over the next 30 minutes, we will unravel the fundamental concepts of data analysis, emphasizing its relevance in your role in the broader financial landscape. Main content. Introduction to data analysis. Data analysis is the process of inspecting, cleansing, and modeling data with the aim of discovering useful information, drawing conclusions, and supporting decision-making. Imagine having a treasure trove of insights at your fingertips. In our industry, where every decision can have significant implications, leveraging data effectively can set the stage for better strategies and outcomes. For example, analyzing historical transaction data can help identify patterns that inform future business strategies, such as optimizing loan offerings or tailoring financial products to customer needs. Importance of data in decision making. In the fast-paced world of financial services, data is often termed the new oil. But why is it so critical? Data empowers us to make informed decisions, minimize risks, and identify opportunities. For instance, customer behavior analytics can reveal trends that guide product development, marketing strategies, and customer service enhancements. Additionally, predictive analytics can help forecast market movements or assess the likelihood of loan defaults based on historical data, allowing for more strategic risk management. By integrating data into your decision-making processes, you not only bolster your strategic initiatives but also enhance stakeholder trust and satisfaction. Key terminology. Data, information, metrics. Before we dive deeper, let's clarify some key terminology. Data asterisk refers to raw facts and figures without context, like the number of transactions made in a day. When we process this data and give it meaning, it becomes asterisk information. For example, understanding that a spike in transactions occurred during a marketing campaign provides actionable insights. Lastly, metrics asterisk are the measures that help us evaluate performance. They can be anything from customer satisfaction scores to revenue growth percentages. Familiarizing yourself with these terms will lay a solid foundation for your data analysis journey. Moreover, it's essential to understand that metrics are not just numbers. They tell a story. For example, a low customer retention metric might indicate a need for improved customer service or better product offerings, highlighting an area that requires attention. Understanding data types. Qualitative versus quantitative. Next, let's explore data types. Data can be broadly classified into two categories. Qualitative asterisk and asterisk quantitative. Qualitative data describes qualities or characteristics and is often subjective. Think customer feedback or employee satisfaction surveys. Quantitative data, on the other hand, is numerical and can be measured, like sales figures or profit margins. Recognizing the difference between these types is crucial, as it will influence how you analyze and interpret data in your decision-making processes. For example, if you're assessing customer satisfaction, qualitative data can provide insights into customer feelings, while quantitative data can help you measure satisfaction levels statistically. Merging both can lead to a more comprehensive understanding of your customers' experiences. In practice, using qualitative interviews alongside quantitative surveys can provide a fuller picture of customer sentiment, allowing for more informed strategies moving forward. Conclusion. As we conclude this first stage, It's evident that data analysis is not just a technical skill. It's a strategic asset that can significantly impact your role as a vice president in the financial services sector. By understanding the fundamentals we covered today, data analysis, the importance of data in decision making, key terminology, and data types, you're already on your way to becoming a more data-driven leader. Reflection questions. 1. How can you leverage data analysis in your current role to enhance decision-making? 2. Can you think of a recent decision where data played a crucial role? How might it have been different without data insights? 3. In what ways can you encourage your team to embrace a culture of data-driven decision-making? Thank you for joining me in this session. I look forward to exploring more advanced topics in data analytics with you in the upcoming stages.